Confession number 66. He called me. In Romans 8:30, we find these words. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. As we begin to understand these words and this confession, let's follow the flow. As we do, remember everything is present tense for God. Having said that, there is a timeline the Apostle Paul presents in this verse. Listen to what he tells us. Speaking of God's calling us to salvation, here's what he says. First of all, he foreknew us. He foreknows everyone. He is omniscient. Next, he predestined us. It was his predetermined will and goal for saved people to be conformed to the image of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To set the plan in motion, he called us. The word called is used many times in the New Testament. By my count, it is found over 150 times. Most precisely, it is used more than a dozen times, consistent with the use here in Romans 8:30. The primary use is found in the word called, but in other occurrences it is translated the words bid, named, or to call forth. What we have here is the work of God in calling us to salvation. We see this in places like Romans 1:6 and 8:28. During his earthly ministry, Jesus made it very clear, and there is no debate about this. Speaking of the Father calling us to salvation, this is what Jesus said. No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. When we look at the totality of Scripture and honestly evaluate our own tendencies, we must affirm that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, in the natural man that would lead him to exercise faith, trust Christ, and be saved. Absolutely nothing. One of the things we know and have experienced is the flesh screams out, I want to do it my way. However, our way will never work and our way will never take us where we need to be. God, by his grace, called us. He called us and drew us to salvation. Who did he call? Those he foreknew. Who all does that include? Who does he foreknow? Have we not previously determined that he knows everyone? And those he foreknew, he desires. It is his predetermined will. He desires that they be conformed to the image of his Son. God calls primarily through the preaching of the gospel. He and he alone saves. And the truth of the matter is, he has chosen the preaching of the gospel, and that includes formal proclamation and personal presentations of the gospel, to effect that call. If you are saved, and I trust that you are, you can walk today in the humble confidence that you have been called to salvation. Think on that. Confession number 66, he called me.